Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord together, isn't it? In the sunshine of God's love. Haha, wonderful. What a lovely day. Just move this out of the way. I'm going to start running around, I'll knock it home. Lord, I just pray that you'll use these simple words this afternoon to your honour and to your glory. Praise your name. If you've got your Bibles, can you turn to 1 Corinthians 16? And we're going to look at verse 13. 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 13. Just one verse. Or is it two? 13 and 14. Watch. Stand fast in faith. Be brave. Be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. And in Isaiah chapter 30, it says, this is the way of the Lord, walk ye in it. Yeah. So there in Corinthians, the Lord, through the word, is giving us some instructions to watch, stand fast in faith, be brave, be strong, and let all that you do be done with love. So I want to ask you this afternoon, how should we live in this world today? How should we live?
In love, I guess.
In love, yeah, well, that's certainly one issue, absolutely. We'll talk about that in a minute. Because, you know, it is a terrible, evil world. Yes, the world is in God's hands, but there is a force in the world that we know called Satan, evil, the devil, whatever you want to call him. But as believers, we really need to take care how we live and to take care that we stay close to God.
Amen.
And remain in His will.
Yeah.
Satan thinks he's a lion. He's wrong.
Yeah.
He's a snake in the grass, really.
Yes.
He thinks he's a lion. And he goes around roaring, seeing who he can devour. Don't let him near you, folks. As a saint of God, crush him under your foot.
Amen.
Remember when I was a boy in South Wales, we would play in the fields. And it was great. Open spaces. A fantastic language. The language of heaven. Well, there you go. We'd play with my cousin in the fields and we'd run and the space was lovely. Great. One day my cousin, Kerry his name, in Trimsaran in Carmarthenshire, he was out in the woods and he trod on a snake. He didn't know he trod on a snake, but he trod on a snake. The snake certainly knew that he trod on him, and it bit him. Now, Kerry didn't notice that the snake had bit him on his Achilles, and half an hour later, he was unconscious, bitten by a snake. Nobody knew what was the matter with him, rushed him off to hospital. What's the matter with this young boy? About seven, I would think, at the time. And an eagle-eyed nurse spotted the two little puncture holes in his heel. And so they were able to give him the antidote. I think he's 70 now. He was fine. They look beautiful sometimes, these snakes as well, don't they? With this beautiful patterned skin. Don't be taken in by what the devil can do to you.
Yeah.
The example of the devil being a sneaky snake,
yes,
is a really good illustration of what the devil can be like. And he can attack you in very different ways, sometimes sneaky ways, just a gentle nudge that can knock you off course. Don't let Satan in If you're going to stand on the snake, make sure you grind him into the ground. That's what you need to do. And of course, if you haven't got proper protection in your life from Satan, from this example of the snake, he could invade you too. Thankfully, we have God's protection. You remember the advert, don't you? Get the insurance policy built around you. You remember that? Yeah, well, that's just like God. He surrounds us. There are two things I want to just think about there just for a moment. We have the Holy Spirit in us.
Yeah.
And we are also in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And somebody gave me an example of standing in a bucket. You know, you've got the water around you and you've got it in you too. So, Holy Spirit in you and the Jesus, the Lord, Holy Spirit around you in Christ. And Christ living in us. So it's important that we keep our eyes through this difficult time, because I believe it is a really difficult time at the moment in terms of how the world is dealing with believers and faith, particularly faith in Jesus.
Yeah.
To keep ourselves separate from the world, choose who your friends are, choose what you do, to remain a fully committed 24/7 saint of God. It's not a part-time occupation.
Yeah.
Full-time, all the time.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Mm.
So my text is, as I've read, watch, stand fast in faith, be brave, be strong, and let all that you do be done in love.
Yeah.
Five strong and clear instructions as to how we should live in this modern world, in this modern culture that tries to twist and turn things and that will attack us.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watched any of the opening ceremony of the Olympics. I didn't catch any of it, except I saw a bit on the news, and the bit on the news was the Last Supper, Jesus portrayed as a transgender man dressed in women's clothes, and all the disciples as drag queens. How dare they? How dare they do this? Any other religion, yeah, there'd have been a riot. And Satan knows this is a world event. The whole world will see that depiction of Jesus. How dare they? How dare they? Terrible. Awful. What do you think God thought? More importantly, what do you think God will do?
Yeah.
Terrible. Transmitted all over the world. Not a picture of Jesus on a cross, although he's no longer on a cross.
Mm.
Not a picture of an empty cross, but of a transgender man or woman, I don't know what it was, as Jesus. Disgraceful, absolutely disgraceful. And this is the world eagling its way in, undermining faith and belief in any which way that it can. And we need to be brave, be strong, and watch, stand fast in our faith, and so on. I'd like to talk about those. So the first one is to watch. Not the rubbish that's on the telly, because I'll give you an example of something that we've seen recently. But we need to watch for the attacks of Satan. My cousin missed the attack of a snake. Let's make sure in terms of the snake that is Satan that we keep our eyes open, that we're not under attack, that we're close to Jesus, and that the devil can't get near to us. Watch, we should eagerly be watching for the return of the Lord. That's what it says in the Bible, watch eagerly. And that doesn't mean to say you should be sitting around doing nothing.
No.
Oh, I'm not going to get on with the work for the Lord, he's coming soon. Well, that might be so. Soon might be 500 years or 1,000 years.
Yes.
It might be tomorrow. We don't know. But watch eagerly so that you are ready for the return of the Lord. Because one thing we know, and that is that he's coming back. In the same way as you have seen him go, he will return. That's our sure and certain hope, that Jesus is coming back. Remember the story of the householder who, it was said that if he'd have known when the thief was coming, he would have kept watch.
Mm.
We don't know when Jesus is coming back.
No.
It says he will come as a thief in the night at an unexpected time.
Mm.
Friends, be ready.
Mm.
If you do not feel that you are ready, or if you do not know the Lord, this afternoon is a good time to get ready. Because this man, Jesus, this God, Jesus, is coming back. And if he comes back for his people and you're not one of his children, praise God, I'm one of his children. Hallelujah. If you're not, you'll be left behind. Into an eternity without God, what could there be worse? Bit more in terms of watching. Keep your eyes on the Lord. That's where to look. Look to Jesus, to his example, to live how he wants you to live. To ask the question when you're doing something, how would Jesus deal with this? What would Jesus do now? Look to him. As I've already said, watch, for our redemption draweth nigh. You remember the story of the virgins waiting at the wedding. Some had oil in their lamp.
Mm-hmm.
Some didn't. Some were ready. Some were not. So some could go into the wedding and some could not. Be ready. Watch for false teaching. Check out everything that you hear from this pulpit. Check out what you hear when you listen to the radio. What you read, what you hear and see on the news. Just think about it in terms of scripture, in terms of these modern times and what it means in terms of your faith in God.
Yeah.
In Matthew 26, it says, watch and pray that we don't enter into temptation. You know, you wander into temptation if you're in the wrong place. You're mixing with the wrong people, if you're doing the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that can make it easier for Satan to find his way into your life. Watch and pray. Jesus went to pray. He came back and he found his disciples asleep. Could you not watch for 1 hour?
Yeah.
Said Jesus. Could you not watch for 1 hour? Went away again and they were asleep again. Watch. And whilst you're watching, pray. And in Luke 21 it says, watch and pray that we might be accounted as worthy. Now we of ourselves can do nothing to make us worthy. But because of the grace of God, because of his sacrifice on Calvary for you and for me, we can be worthy, we can be made worthy through the blood of Jesus, as Ken said when we took communion.
Yeah.
Through the grace and love of God.
Amen.
So the first point in that very short, brief text is to watch.
Yeah.
Keep watch. By the way, if you're going to watch, you have to be awake. You have to be awake. Don't go to sleep in your faith. Don't drift through your faith.
No.
Be awake. Be busy.
Yeah.
It's important because, Ken, the fields are white unto harvest, aren't they? So be busy for the Lord. Don't go to sleep. The second part of that verse says, stand fast in your faith. And I've spoken about standing firm many times, Louise, haven't I? Stand fast in your faith. In the Psalms, Psalm 3, it says, stand in awe of God. This, can you imagine this God that created the universe? And just think about the universe, it just goes on forever. That God knows you. That God knows me. And we should stand in awe of him. The very fact that he's the creator of the world, the creator of the universe, the creator of you and I, and that he knew you even before you were born, and that he had and has a plan for you. Stand in awe of God. Yeah. Some people say stand in fear of God. That fear doesn't mean be scared.
No.
It means to be in awe, to reverence him, to honor him, because he is God. And this same God came to earth to die. He took on being a man for you and for me. And he had to become a man because God can't die.
No.
So he became a man so that he could die.
Yeah.
And die in your place and my place as a sinless man. When you put those two things together, it's important. It's sin that created death, yet Jesus came as a sinless man. This is one of the points that Joan made once, I remember. This man was sinless, yet he still faced death, the death of God for you. Because we know the wages of sin is death. And God died for you and in your place. Stand in awe of God.
Yeah.
In Chronicles it says, stand in the morning and in the evening and praise God. That means all the time. It doesn't mean 9 o'clock in the morning and then 7 o'clock at night. It means stand and praise God throughout all of your life. Live your life in praise of God. Who better to praise? Not any of these celebs. Do you know, apparently they had celebs singing at the Olympic celebration. I wouldn't know them. I wouldn't know who they were. You might know who they were, but I wouldn't know them if I saw them. And you know what? I don't care.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because I'm a son of God.
Amen.
You, Anne, are a daughter of God. What could be more important than that? What could be more important than that? The Lord said to Moses, stand on that rock.
Yeah.
And when he stood on that rock, he covered him with his hand. God passed by.
Yeah.
No man has ever seen God. Not even Moses. He might have seen something going away in the distance, but actually no man has seen God. But as God passed by and made that place holy, he protected Moses as he stood in the presence of God. What better place to stand than in the presence of God? The Lord said his covenant will stand firm. Covenant is a promise. We've just taken communion. This is my new covenant, my new promise in my blood shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. God's promise is if you believe in him, that's all you have to do.
Yeah.
Believe in him. You shall be, and to use the word that's in the Bible, you shall be saved.
Yeah.
People don't think that's a very popular word these days. I don't care. That's what it says. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's all you have to do. I guarantee if you really do that, things will change. And you won't just stay there. But the bottom line is believe. Believe. His covenant will stand forever. When I wrote that, I thought about the modern church and the compromise that we are seeing in the church. In many churches. Praise God, not in this church. We believe in the Bible as the inspired word of God. And if it says it in the Bible and you don't believe it, you're wrong. What the Bible says, the Bible says. You're not in a church here that will believe in single-sex marriage. Or any of those other modern cultural and temporary fads. Because they are temporary, because the only thing that stays the same is Jesus. Yeah. The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you remember Peter? One of my favorite disciples. Denied the Lord 3 times and was so dejected by the fact that he did that. Didn't think that he would ever have to have the opportunity to put it right with God. But he did have the opportunity, and Jesus said to him, "Do you love me? You know I love you, Lord."
Yeah.
And what did Peter do? He stood.
Amen.
And said, "These men are not drunk with wine. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning."
Mm.
He stood in the power of the Holy Spirit. And what happened? 3,000 men believed in Jesus. Because Peter, the man who not long before had denied Christ, now filled with the Holy Spirit, with the power of God, could stand and say, "This Jesus died for you. Stand. Your sins can be forgiven. This man died for the remission of your sins," because Peter stood.
Amen.
In Romans 11, it says, "Because of unbelief, they," that's the world, "were broken. But we stand by faith." Pretty clear that the world is broken.
Yeah.
You know, you've only got a look at the wars that are happening in the world today, the troubles that are happening in the world today, even the arguments in the Western world, the so-called Christian part of the world. It's all broken.
Yeah.
People need to turn to God. And what does it say in Ephesians 6? Put the whole armor of God on and then stand. He's provided you with the armor. He's provided you with the defenses. He's provided you with the evidence. Just stand. Put on the whole armor of God and stand. And in Thessalonians 3, it says, "Stand fast.
Yeah.
Hold on to the traditions we have been taught." Now, if you're my age, and we're at, that's about 42. If you're my age and were a churchgoer as a child, you will have gone to Sunday school.
Yeah.
The lessons that you were taught then, I'm sure they are still with you now.
They are.
They are, aren't they? Stand fast. Hold on to the traditions that we have been taught.
Yeah.
Praise God, we're still being taught them.
Yeah.
And we still seek to teach them here.
Yeah.
The traditions of the Lord.
Amen.
The scriptures.
Mm.
What they actually mean. How how they will actually affect your life. So the first two points, watch and stand. Third one is be brave. One of my favorite verses, which I'm going to use twice, says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Wait on the Lord and be brave. Who better to wait on? Who better to seek? Who better to sit and think in silence about and of and feel his presence? Wait on the Lord. I need to do that more and more and more. Seek his face. As a consequence, we will have courage. Not Dutch courage. Not English courage. Spiritual courage. In Isaiah it says, the Lord will take away the bravery of the world and they will stink. That's the word it uses. This is what the Lord thinks about the world, about what we saw on television day before yesterday. The deathly smell of evil. The horrid things that happen in the world. Praise God. Come in. The horrid things that happen in the world. I'll just carry on. We've got visitors. It's okay. Yeah. The actions of the world in God's sight stink. That's the word it uses. Not my word. The word that's in, certainly in my King James Bible anyway. It just reminds me that if you are not a child of God and you do lots of good deeds, those good deeds are like filthy rags. If you're a Christian or a believer or a disciple, whatever word you want to use, then your righteousness is of God.
Amen.
And by their works, we will be known.
Yeah.
By their deeds, we will be known.
Yeah.
But the actions, even the good works of the world, are as nothing. The Lord required Joshua and Gideon and many other characters that we read of in Scripture to be brave, to stand for the Lord. And who could be braver than Mary? A single teenage girl, unmarried and pregnant, in a society that abhorred anyone who, as a single girl, became pregnant. Who could have been braver than Joseph, who stood with her? Why? Because it was of God. No other reason. Because it was of God. And she carried that child and nursed that child. And we sing at Christmas, don't we? Mary, did you know that the baby that you held would one day walk on water, and much more than that, still lives in glory interceding for you and me today. That same child. Do you remember when we had the study on Esther? Another young woman who was brave. Who saved the nation at that time. The nation of the Jews from Haman, not Hamas as it is now, Haman with an N at the end. And she was there for such a time as this. And why are we here now? That's it, spot on. We are here for such a time as this. We are here to watch. We are here to stand, and we are here to be brave.
Amen.
Esther was brave. I think she was probably frightened at some of the stages as we read it through. the book of Esther, but as a consequence of her actions, that nation carried on.
Yeah.
The next one is be strong. Joshua said he was strong as in the days of Moses. He was strong. I think he questioned his own strength, as did others. Old Testament saints, we read, they wonder, don't they, about their strength. They go and hide in caves and things. Jezebel's going to get me. Be strong.
Yeah.
But there's only me left, Lord. Who is this? He said, yeah. There are 7,000 out there that haven't bowed the knee to Baal. So we need to be strong, knowing that there are others in the world, thousands, who are also saints of God, who are also trying to be strong and brave and to watch for the Lord. In Judges it asks, what is stronger than a lion? I'm glad it was not a lion that my cousin met in the woods when we were out playing. King of the jungle. And as I said at the beginning, Satan tries and fails to be a lion, but we have the lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the strong one. He's the king, but not just the king. He's the king of kings, Lord of lords. How wonderful is that? And then just to expand my little verse again that I said, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. It's repeated a few times in Scripture, slightly differently in different places. I had that inscribed on my wife's wedding ring. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. We will get strength from the Lord because he knows the circumstances in which we live. He knows what's happening in the world. And as we heard through Andrew, whatever happens, it'll not touch us. Why? Because we are children. In the Psalms it says, he has delivered me from a strong enemy. But greater is he that is in us than is in the world. He has delivered us from a strong enemy. Friends, you might go out in the world and you might see things and you might think, I can't cope with that. They're too strong. It's too much for me. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. You need to be on the right side. You need to make sure that you're on the right side, the strong side, the winning side, God's side. And in Timothy, it tells us to be strong in the Lord because of his grace, because of his love, his grace. So be strong. Do everything in love. Love is not there a feeling, it's an action. What are the commandments? Jesus asked. Love. Love. Yeah, love the Lord your God and your neighbor. Yeah. Go do.
Amen.
Go do. Love the Lord your God. The first commandment and the second and your neighbor. It's all about what you do. And if you do those two things, all the other commandments will drop into place. And of course, we know that God is love. And we also know, and I've mentioned it already, that we are saved, born again, children of God. Part of that holy priesthood because of his love.
Yeah.
did that love do? It took him all the way to the cross, where he died and shed his blood that we might be saved.
Yeah.
And I've said this before, people say, you're brainwashed. And I am, but not just my brain. All of me, washed from head to toe because of the shedding of the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
How wonderful is that? Do everything in love. And as I've said earlier, Jesus asked Peter 3 times if he loved him. And Peter said, Lord, you know I love you. You know I love you. What did Jesus then say? Oh, great. No, he didn't say that. Feed my sheep. Go do. Time to go do. Demonstrate your love as a believer, as a saint of God, by your action. And in John 15 it says, this is my commandment, my request, that you love one another even as I loved you. Be careful. He loved unto death. Do you love unto death? Love one another even as I have loved you. As circumstances stand now today, we are not called to go and die for God. But the Bible says that you need to be able to stand and love one another even to death. Because he said, love as I have loved. And he loved even unto death. So, we must watch, stand fast in our faith. Be brave, be strong, do everything in love despite what the world can throw at us.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that we are increasingly under attack. Mm-hmm. Even in recent months, it just feels and you see things that are happening in the world that are against the simple truths and faith of being true to God. It's obvious, you can see it. And we must stand and rely on God 100%.
Yeah.
In Timothy, it says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Fight. It is a fight. Sometimes the Bible describes us as soldiers. Other times it says, as a soldier, all you have to do is stand because it's God's battle.
Yes.
However that transpires, the important thing is to have faith in God and stand for him. And if it's time for us to fight, friends, well, stand and honor the name of Jesus. Let it be known that it's Jesus who is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Because even if it is tough, even if it is difficult, he has got the world in his hands. It is his world. And the Lord said through me here in this church some months ago that he will have his way in this world. He will have his way in this world. No man, no demonic power, nothing shall overcome the Lord. We are a royal priesthood, a royal priesthood. And in us is that victory. And what's that victory over? It's over sin, over death, over hell, and it is eternal.
Amen.
And if you don't have that today, well, look at yourself very carefully and just think of the risk that you might be taking if you do not have that assurance in your heart that you will. We sang it, didn't we, when I've been there 10,000 years.
Yeah.
Well, I've only just begun. Praise God. Just a few references for you. A few references that give us assurance, certain hope of our victory in Jesus. We need not be afraid of the evil of this world. And what did Jesus say when he was tempted? It is written. So here are a few things that are written in the Word of God that will help us when we stand. Psalm 62, my soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him.
Amen.
He only is my rock, my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved.
Amen.
Stand on the rock Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Keep telling you that I've written a book. One of these days it will be finally published. I hope within the next 2 months. Lord. Praise God. It's called On the Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Stand on the rock.
Amen.
Psalm 130 says, it is written that I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope.
Yeah.
The written word and the Son, who is the word. We put our hope in both and through both. And hope is not just, oh, hope you well, that sort of hope.
No.
Hope is an expectation. It's what we expect, what we know, what we anticipate, what we wait for. Because our hope is in God.
No.
In Romans 15, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy, Ken, with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, we have this power within us, folks.
Amen.
And although the world is in turmoil, turned upside down, although it's a challenge, we have the power of God within us. In 2 Corinthians 4, we do not look at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen, eternal. That's our God. And in Timothy, that is why we labor, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people who believe. Five references that we can say it is written that we have the victory in Jesus.
Yes,
five written
Amen.
Scriptures. So when Satan comes along, you can say it is written and he will flee.
Yeah.
So the next time you see news about a war on the telly, about an act of terrorism, burning electric cables that stop all the trains going into Paris, whatever you hear about any natural disasters, earthquakes, whatever, remember that we are victorious in Jesus.
Amen.
Victorious even if we're ill.
Yeah.
Victorious even if we're broke.
Yeah.
Victorious even if we're lonely. Whatever our circumstance, Jesus knows. Somebody said, you've got long hair, Steve. I'm just making sure the Lord keeps count. Grace said, why have you got long hair? I said, do you remember what happened to Samson? They cut his hair off and he went weak. Whatever our circumstance, the Lord knows. And if we are children of God, he is on our side and we're on his side. He died that we might be forgiven. And you know, not only did he die, 3 days later, he rose. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he's still alive, that we might be justified to him. How wonderful. How marvelous. And my song shall ever be. So despite the fact that there's all this turmoil in the world, we've every reason to have hope, to smile. I've seen some miserable Christians. Don't forget to smile.
Amen.
Somebody said, you're a Christian, tell your face, smile. And do you remember the other night we studied Psalm 56 and what, just the phrase that stuck with me, this I know, that God is for me.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Little old me, little old me. God is for me. And each one of you could say and can say that's the fact for you, that God is for you. Just finish now with a psalm. My favorite psalm. If you've got your Bibles, turn, will you, to Psalm 27. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell.
Amen.
Though a host would encamp against me, my heart, well, it shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. By the way, life's eternal. That I may live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. Under his hand, yes. In the secret of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, I will praise God, praise unto the Lord, as Ken said, rejoice. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek my face, my heart said to thee, thy face, O Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsook me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Lead me in the plain path because of mine enemies. Oof, enemies. We've got God on our side. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he shall, not might, he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, of the Lord. Friends, we have the victory. So as Ken told us earlier, rejoice and rejoice again.